Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 459. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Patsy's Rats. That song is called Is It All Right? And it's the A-side of a two-song single that came out back in October of last year, 2017, on Wink and Spit Records. That Los Angeles band has a new kind of compilation, maybe only UK, I'm not sure, of all of their singles. I do not have that compilation, but I have, I think, all their singles but one, so I'm still hunting one single left to go. Anyway, lots of good music for you this week. I think you'll dig it. We're going to stop here at the land of kind of Ramones core pop punk with a visit with the Young Rochelles. This song is called Gotta Keep You Alive. In a winter garden, look who's talking now.
Be. Ah, just like you and me.
Keeping my love of singles alive there. That is the band Fresh from London. The song is called Daytime, and that is the A-side of the Daytime Nighttime 7-inch. It just came out last week, August 20th, on Specialist Subject Records, a band that I haven't checked in with for a number of years, but I saw something new came out and said, I think I remember that band. And indeed, I'm glad they jogged my memory because I really enjoy that track there. Before that, we heard from Best Coast with the song Cats and Dogs. That's on the band's album Best Kids, which came out June of this year. Kind of on Amazon, kind of self-release. I'm not sure exactly how that works. It's an Amazon-only release, and I think it's not physical at all. Or if you order it from Amazon, they like ship you a CDR, but I don't think there's vinyl there. It is a kid's album, but I don't know. Maybe I'm a big kid. That's a good track there. I like that one. And if it's a little twee, that's okay by me. And then we started things off with the Young Rochelles, who is the latest incarnation of the New Rochelles. That song is called Gotta Keep You Alive. And it is the first song on a two-song 5-inch that came out on Swamp Cabbage Records June of this year. Maybe 5.5-inch. I don't have my tape measure handy. A band out of Long Beach, California. Definitely Puerto Ramon's core. Definitely something that I like hearing. Feels good today. Feels good today. Anyway, I guess I gotta let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, we're going to change gears just a little bit. This is a track by Our Girl. The song is called I Wish It Was Sunday.
Let's just take a little time. Let our happiness unwind. It doesn't break me, but it shakes me. Feeling sick or feeling fine. It's not worth it all the time. It doesn't break me, but it shakes me. I've been alone before, just for a minute, I'll admit, I like being yours. I've been alone before, just for a minute, I'll admit, I like being yours. I didn't mean to, it's just a different kind of love.
Wrap that set up there. That is my favorite surf band from Busan, South Korea, Seisumi, with the track B-Lover. That is the B-side of the Just Joking Around 7-inch that came out last Friday, August 24th, on Damnably Records. They just keep putting out release after release after release. That band keeps busy. Not my favorite single, but, you know, when I go to the B-side, you know that something's weird. but I like that B-side. Before that, we heard from Our Girl, a band from Brighton in the UK. The song is called I Wish It Was Sunday. It's on the new album Stranger Today. Came out August 17th on Cannibal Hymn Records. I know nothing about the band, nothing about the label, and I don't even remember how I was introduced to that band, but it's a very solid recording and very much fits into my wheelhouse and probably yours if you're listening to this podcast. Anyway, let's wrap things up. I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 459. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar here in Kansas City, on the 29th, we have the Molochs playing at Voltaire. On the 2nd, No Vacation is at the Bottleneck. On the 8th, The Brass is at Mini Bar. I think that's with Uncouth. On the 11th, you got some choices. Gary Newman is at the Madrid, or The Exploited is at the Riot Room. On the 13th, Shona Knife is at the Riot Room. Lupe Fiasco is at the Truman on the 14th, or Sona is playing at the Replay. That is a release show for their new album. We have Gene Loves Jezebel that day, the 14th, at the Riot Room as well. On the 15th, Nan and the One Night Stands is playing at the Brick. On the 17th, you've got King Tuff at the Riot Room and Sloan at the Riot Room. Different shows, different covers, different rooms, but maybe you can sneak between the two. On the 19th, Andrew WK is at the Record Bar. On the 20th, L-Storm is playing at the Riot Room. Is that your favorite pirate metal band? Mine too. On the 21st, lots of choices. Waxahachie is at the White Schoolhouse. Billy Idol is at the Uptown. Iron and Wine is at the Midland. And Magnificent, the Cure tribute, is playing at the Record Bar. The 22nd, Shiner's at the Record Bar. Murder by Dead, by Death rather, is at the Granada. 29th, Andrew Bird is at the Kauffman Center, or Giorgio Moroder is at the Truman. And that wraps things up for September. Looking at the website, I have not updated anything, though I have two different shows that I've got photos and videos and so much to share, and I'm just not sharing it yet. So keep an eye on the website. Something new will pop up, but nothing really in the last week. Anyway, I got one track left for you. I'm going to play a track here by Papa M. That's the project of David Pajo. The track is called A Lighthouse Reverie, and it's on the new album A Broke Moon Rises. Came out a couple weeks ago, August 17th, on Drag City Records. It is a focused record, much more so than his last one. It's full of intricate guitar work, songs that slowly develop and slowly mutate, and things for you to think about and drift away with. This one's about 7 minutes long. It's a long song, but don't worry. It's not black metal. It's just some delicate guitar work, some atmosphere, and somewhere you're going to want to be. So here we go. Ending off with this. This is Papa M with A Lighthouse Reverie. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.